This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. On this, it's a really gorgeous Wednesday out there today. I'm a little mixed up with my days because we had Monday off.
Okay.
I keep having to like think about it, and I keep thinking it's only Tuesday, but it's good because it is Wednesday. And you're listening to 107.7 FM, and we're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And we also want to let you all know that our new website is up and running, and it's beautiful. You can go to foodforthoughtnh.com, and from there you can like us on Facebook as well. So here we are.
Got a lot of fine sponsors to thank. Express Jewelry Center on South Main and Concord. ExpressJewelryNH.com. Precision Repair and Sales. And Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, 865 2nd Street. In Manchester, PuertoVallartaGrill.com. You won't be able to spell it. Just put Great Mexican Restaurants, Manchester 2nd Avenue, and it'll you know, Google is amazing.
Google is amazing.
Google is almost idiot-proof for the most part. Anyway, authentic Mexican at incredible prices. Hard to spell, easy to enjoy. That's Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill. So there you go. Fun. Yeah, it is a beautiful day, and you know, I wish I would have had some of Carol's soup in a jar about 2 weeks ago, because I think it pretty much has cleared out my hearing issues. It is so spicy, but I love spicy food. But it wasn't destructive spicy.
No, it's good spicy. I did it with the Mano Fuel.
So that's what you use.
That is what I use.
We talked about it yesterday. It's got a very, it's got a peanut.
No peanut in there.
No?
Though.
Why am I tasting peanut?
Well, it's Asian. The paste that is in there, that's kind of like all the flavor of it, mm-hmm. is miso. Unless miso has peanut in it, I don't know.
I don't know. It just has that flavor to it, yeah. That Southeast Asian. Type of flavor. Now, why are people calling me now? God's
sake. They should know better.
I'm sorry. I should have silenced my phone. Anyway, it's delicious. And what you do is you layer the noodles, which, by the way, I love the noodles because they're not your basic, you know, Italian spaghetti noodles.
They're lo mein noodles.
Lo mein noodles, which just makes it. And some bean sprouts, which normally I'm not a fan of. But in this, it's perfect.
Right?
And you had some broccoli. And look like some green onions in there. And then you just steep it in hot water for 5 minutes and go.
And then the other thing I did put in there, I found, you know, the bag of, you know, when you get the already, you know, shredded coleslaw
sure.
stuff.
Yes, yes.
Well, I got the one that was the shredded broccoli, red cabbage,
right.
carrots, and I put a little bit of that in there. Like, I think if I would make it again, I would just, and I will make it again because I really like it.
Oh, you better make it again.
It's very easy. I may put just a little less noodles and you like noodles. So when I make it for you, I'll put you extra noodles. I'll put Mike on the jar. I would probably like for me, just health-wise, more veggies.
Yeah, but it's very healthy because, again, the only... You know, bad stuff is the pasta. You cut that in half.
Right.
Now, essentially, it makes about two servings. You have it in
That's a pint mason jar.
Okay, so that's two cups.
Yep.
Which basically is two servings. So it's outstanding. Probably, I'm going to guess the way you made it, 300 calories a serving or a little less.
I'd say the most,
if you cut down the pasta, because that's the only thing giving you much.
Right, it's true.
Much of that of the carbs, but fantastic. So
thank you.
I really, really enjoyed that. And I should be bringing some stuff in too, but unfortunately, a lot of the stuff I make is probably not on your approved list since you have been working now for 8 weeks to establish a healthier style and fitness and everything else. I mean, I made some killer mac and cheese over the weekend. And of course, I know the Red Arrow is famous for theirs. But you may want to steal my recipe once you have.
You know, mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. Matter of fact, I had some at Canoe weeks ago.
Okay.
But you know, again, it's all in moderation. That's really what it is. You know, and I'm okay with having a bite or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really okay with that. So.
And you have enough willpower to stop most of the time?
I really do. I do. I went to Integrity on my way home yesterday. I had a couple questions, and then I also booked my 8-week checkup, which is going to be Monday morning. So Monday, when Rocco is here, we will give my stats. Actually, Rocco's going to be calling in on Monday because he's in Florida.
But somebody will take care of you at Integrity Fitness.
The girls take care of me, but I'll surprise Rocco. Well, hopefully surprise Rocco.
Yeah, well, but you can tell, right?
Stats.
Your clothes are fitting.
I'm in a whole size, almost two sizes lower.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
So keep up the good work.
I will.
And so do you want to continue with another size or two, or at what point?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because, I mean, I don't know what in your mind is the right size for you.
I'm continuing on. I have my, you know, normally this would probably be my old goal, maybe a little lower.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure what I am, but, you know, because I'm very comfortable and feel good. But I'm going to go all the way this time. I'm determined.
You're liking what you're seeing, aren't you?
I am.
Plus, you're in love. I mean, that certainly, you know, I think that adds to the overall mix of happiness and the good vibes that you put out.
It's funny because everybody says that to me.
Oh, please. You're just wearing a badge that says that. But it's good that nothing, right? And I say that with love because there is nothing better than to have somebody to share your life with that you want to be with all the time.
Very true. I'm trying to find my, I brought it down. I know I brought it down. Oh, here. No, it's not. Well, you know what I found?
What's that?
I was on, it was either, I think it was, must have been Facebook. And it was another variation. It seems like this is popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. Is that cauliflower crust pizza.
Oh, yes.
Now, did you cook your cauliflower before, like I had said?
I put it in the microwave. Yes.
With water?
No, because there's so much water in it already.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you're just going to be putting the water on the crust.
And that's what happened with mine, as I said to you. Because, see, this recipe I found, it was like a video, and I watched it. Well, it was this couple minutes long. And, you actually food processor. You take your cauliflower and put it in the food processor so it gets it all fine.
Yeah.
And then put it in the microwave.
Yeah, you can do it that way. I mean, basically, I kind of did it backwards. I just chopped it up pretty small, put it in the microwave for 6 or 7 minutes. Let its own moisture steam it, took it out, and then finally chopped it. Although I think probably you get a little bit finer version of it if you use a food processor.
Yeah.
Because mine wasn't extremely fine, but it actually held together very nicely.
Yeah, I bet.
When you put the egg and you put the cheese in there, it's a nice binder.
Yes. Yep.
But if you saw the picture that I put on Facebook, it was almost perfectly round.
Yep.
And what I did is I put it in a ball as if it were a ball of dough, and I worked
just
it with my fingers equidistant in every direction, and it came out really, really good. So.
And then this recipe, you know, just like you, what you did, you cooked your crust first and got it nice and dark.
Yes, about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that's what they did too. And then they took it out and put their toppings on and then put it back in under the broiler for a little bit.
The broiler would probably work. In fact, that might be the way to go because it would mean less time on the pizza stone and less dark. I'm also considering, because I put it in for 20 minutes, maybe about 10 or 15 minutes in, flipping it so that the other side has a chance to get dark. I don't know. It's not easy to flip because it doesn't hold together like dough. I mean, it's the gluten strands that keep your pizza dough, you know, together. This doesn't have any gluten. That's the good news. The bad news is it's a little challenging to work with.
Right.
But with a little practice, you can do it. It's so good
it's
for
delicious.
You. I loved it and the crunch in every bite.
Yeah. So. Very good. All right, and let's see.
What else you got going on?
What else do I have going on? Well, today's food holiday is Earth Day.
Oh, you're right.
It
I remember the first Earth Day.
Yes, 1970.
Freshman in college, University of Detroit. It was a beautiful sunny day. I remember it well.
More than 1 billion people now participate in Earth Day activities each year, making it the largest civic observance in the world.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool. And it's also National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh, yeah. I can live without those.
I don't like jelly beans.
Do you remember the jelly bellies?
I only like the black ones.
Really?
Black ones. I don't remember the last time I had one, but.
All right. Well, I have some news. Actually, this came out Friday and meant to talk about it. Maybe some folks have heard. Maybe they haven't. The Pumpkin Festival may have a new home.
Oh, I heard that.
Hear about that?
Yes. And, Oh, I forgot, but I did hear it.
Want the Jeopardy music?
Yeah, do it. Shoot, wait a minute. Was it Portsmouth?
No, but think water.
Hampton? No, you know what? I don't remember.
Laconia.
Yes.
So just to back up, last fall, the annual Pumpkin Festival, which has just been a wonderful, keen event for a long time was unfortunately marred by some student rioting at the nearby campus just a few blocks away. And one thing led to another, a lot of bad press. City fathers and mothers said, nah, we're not going to give you the okay or the license to do it. So we'll just agree to disagree. So Ruth Sterling, who runs an ad agency and kind of organizes things, and she got a ton of bad press, by the way. Anyway, she brought it to the to a number of communities. And Laconia is very interested. They're expected to have a press release on Friday.
Ooh.
Because last Friday, I saw it on Facebook, and I immediately got in touch with a friend of mine who was with the Chamber of Commerce. I said, can you come on the show today?
Yeah.
Because this is breaking news, and it's very exciting for Laconia. It's exciting for New Hampshire because the Pumpkin Festival will still be here.
Right, exactly.
Excuse me. She said, you know, the details, you know, she says, I don't want to jinx it. Press, you know, release or the press conference would be this coming Friday. So we'll try to follow up on that.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting. Some of the festivals that have happened in New Hampshire, for instance, the Chowderfest right over on the seacoast.
Hampton, yeah.
In Hampton. Let me see if I can find the stats here. Here it is. All right. So the Hampton Beach Seafood Festival has grown from 200 people on a rainy day to an event attracting 150,000 people in its 26 years.
That is crazy.
Logistics of hosting the Pumpkin Festival are workable. This according to City Manager Scott Myers in Laconia. So they are really interesting. The festival began originally, we're talking Pumpkin Festival, in 1991. And since then has, you know, broken
records.
Has
it always been in Keene?
It has.
Right, okay.
So we're talking over 20 years. Benefiting, you know, various, you know, charity organizations. Some of the other cities that were contacted, Nashua, Portsmouth, Franklin. So, you know, you guessed Portsmouth. That doesn't look like where it's going. Franklin, Claremont, Exeter, Hampton Beach, Loudoun, Peterborough, and Ringe. But it appears that Laconia is the town that wants it the most.
You know, I think that's pretty appropriate. I mean, when you think of Laconia, you think of Bike Week, you know.
True.
And, you know, Pumpkin Fest, yeah. I think that's, yeah. You know, Milford has a great Pumpkin Fest.
They do in the Oval, right?
Yes. And there's like, well, it's not nearly as, well, how many at the Pumpkin Fest?
Oh, I mean, it was usually 20 to 30,000 pumpkins.
Well,
over the whole city downtown. I don't think the downtown area could accommodate that.
Milford over the weekend gets between 18 and 20,000 people over the weekend from the beginning to the end, not on a daily basis.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, it's certainly strategically in a good place as far as driving and everything else goes. It's a very attractive downtown. You have a restaurant there, of course. But you made a really good point, though, about Bike Week. Folks in Laconia know how to handle
large
crowds.
They do. They're kind of like set up for that. So
yes, exactly.
It kind of makes sense. It's kind of cool.
So,
and it's good for them.
We will let you know. And if we can, we'll try to get somebody to come on and chat with us about
maybe
it.
Maybe next week.
They were reluctant initially, and I don't blame them because it hadn't, you know, somehow it was in the Laconia, whatever the local paper is, the Sun or something. And then it got picked up on Facebook, and then my antenna went up and said, oh, let me get in touch.
Yeah.
But she said they're feeling really good about it, but didn't want to jinx it until the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Makes sense.
So we will follow up on that.
That makes sense. And we have let them know what the lineup is for today.
Oh.
It's going to be pretty good.
Well, you know, we're always trying to find interesting and fun people, combination of local and national. In just a couple of moments, Eddie Leon will join us because tomorrow it's the Taste of the Town Dairy, Londonderry. Red Arrow Diner will be there with about 40 other wonderful restaurants in that area.
Lots
it's going to be held
restaurants.
At Castleton. Later in the hour, we're going to get a visit from one of the wise guys.
So cool.
Stephen Chirippa from The Sopranos is now a sauce maker, so we're going to talk food with him. And yeah, we have to throw in some Sopranos questions, of course.
And
that, were you a watcher of that show?
I was not.
No,
I
loved it. I don't know what it is about that genre. The Godfather is my all-time favorite movie. I mean, I hate violence. I hate all that stuff, but I don't know why. Goodfellas.
People like that.
Godfather. Yeah. I don't know if it's a guy thing. So anyway, I loved The Sopranos. Steve Chirippa will tell us some interesting behind-the-scenes stories as well. Donna's Delights. our crazy friend, and we say that with love, in Delaware, because you never know
what Donna's got going on.
And Chef Patrick joining us also a little later in the show.
And talking about pasta today. So
pasta.
Stay tuned.
And rumor has it you've dug up a pasta trivia question with a nice prize attached.
I do.
Wow.
I do.
So a fool would go away and not listen to the rest of Food for Thought.
I agree. I agree. So stay tuned. You're listening live at the Beacon Building. We're on 107.7 FM, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is 12:30. Welcome back, everybody. It's Food for Thought with Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin. And Express Jewelry is our sponsors, as is Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Could you cut the feed just a little bit there, Bob? Thank you. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, and Belmont Hall and Restaurant on Grove Street in Manchester, BelmontHall.net. Also, you can find us online. Now there is a new webpage, foodforthoughtnh.com. And one of my favorite things, and I haven't seen this on a whole lot of websites, is you can go back and you can listen to, if you'd want, every moment of this show. But I think for people that may have heard something that maybe missed a recipe, they can go back if they can figure out what show it was. And it takes a few days to get the shows up. I have no idea logistically how that's done.
About 3 days.
It takes about 3 days. So, but every show, basically from when you started, I think back in February or March,
yeah,
all the way up to a few days ago. So
yeah,
check it out. It's very helpful for people that maybe missed a friend who was on the show. Just find out what day it was, the first or second hour, because that's how it's broken down by date. And first and second hour, and you click on it, and the little player comes up on your screen.
And you just mentioned recipes, but if people are, you know, interested in any of the recipes that we talk about, there's actually a tab for recipes, so they can just go right to recipes. They don't have to know what show.
So those get
that
uploaded?
We talked about. Yes, it
okay.
does. Those get uploaded, and we actually have Pinterest. So they direct them right to Pinterest and the Food for Thought pins.
Also on Facebook, the Food for Thought is up there as
yes,
well.
Yes, and it's very easy. Right on the webpage, you can just click the Facebook button, and there you are.
Great. We would like to welcome here for the next couple of moments Eddie Leon, who is one of the organizers of the Greater Derry Londonderry Chamber of Commerce, the third annual Greater Derry Londonderry Taste of the Town from 6 until 8. Hey, Bob, still getting some bounce back in my headphones. Oh, right. Maybe turn your phone down just a little bit. Hey, how you doing there, Eddie?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
We're doing just fine, and everything all set and buttoned up and ready to go for tomorrow night's fourth annual?
Yeah, we're working on the last few details. Everything seems to be coming together well, so it should be a great event.
So you're having it at Castleton, and tell us exactly the time, and there's some money that's being given to a worthy cause after all this, correct?
Correct, yes. So the event's tomorrow at Castleton in Wyndham, and the event starts at 6 to 8. It goes from 6 to 8 p.m. for general admission, and then there's a VIP area who they're able to get in 30 minutes early to just, I guess, beat the crowd, basically. Again, it's a great event. It's an opportunity to basically try a lot of area businesses, you know, restaurants or you know, beverages, all kinds of different people are going to be there, beer companies, local breweries. And it just gives you the opportunity to go in and just try places you've maybe never tried before, you haven't had in a long time, and it just gives you a chance to revisit that. we hope to be able to raise a good amount of money like we did last year, and proceeds from the benefit go to the Kyle B. Ross Memorial Scholarship. And Kyle Ross has passed away last year in a car accident. He's the son of one of our board members. And we had a scholarship program set up already, and we just figured we'd rename it and focus onto Kyle just because his father, Bernie, was a big part of the chamber for many years. And so it's a worthy cause, you know.
That is very nice. Now, so it's from 6 to 8, and what is the cost to get in, Eddie?
So the general admission tickets are $40, and then there's VIP tickets. Those are $75.
Okay. All right. And it's from 6 to 8 at the Castleton. And what might people expect when they get there? Like, can you give us some of the participating restaurants?
Sure. So there's a lot of vendors. I'll go through. There's 603 Breweries going to be there, and for a restaurant, Bay State Wine and Spirits, Bellavance Beverage will be there, Ben & Jerry's, Clam Haven, Culinary Capers Catering, Dre Tapas out of Derry, La Coretta is going to be there. Lobster Q, Red Earl Diner is going to be there. Rigatoni.
We are?
Italian. I believe you are.
I'm just kidding. Yes,
that's news
are.
To Carol.
I hope you know. The Halligan Tavern, the Grind Rain, the Grind Rail Trail out of Derry. But the list goes on. We have about 40 vendors.
Now, you had about 400 people come last year, so that's a comfortable-sized crowd, but Castleton is a big place that can certainly hold more. And with 40 restaurants, sounds like there'll be plenty of food for everybody.
There should be plenty of food, yes. Hopefully, we're hoping to get those numbers again. You know, you never know. There's always a big walk-up can always go one way or another.
Sure.
There are the VIP tickets are going well. There's only a few left of those, so whoever wants to get those VIP tickets, they should get them soon. And the VIP, what the VIP includes, it's a separate area with high-end beer and high-end wine and maybe a more of a high-end area of food, and it has a raw bar. And it's a private area, so you don't feel as crowded. And you can go in and out between the general admission and the VIP, and it also has a premium swag bag with some really nice gift items in there.
All right. Now, I know that La Coretta is going to be there, which is one of my favorite restaurants, and I think that you work there, correct?
I do, yes. Yes, I'm the manager.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
All right. Very cool. Well, let me ask, if you are even aware, what you will be serving as part of the big taste tomorrow evening.
Yeah, so one of the things we're going to do tomorrow is going to be chicken chimichangas. So they're
yum.
It's a flour tortilla with shredded chicken rolled up, and it's fried, and then we cover them up with cheese dip on top. So they're really good, really tasty, and it's a good finger food to have while you're walking around.
And how does one get tickets, Eddie? Do we get them ahead of time, or do we get them at the door? Or?
So there's two options. You can buy them ahead of time through the Chamber website, which is long. I'm not going to bore you with it. Or the other way is to go, and you can get them right at the door. There will be tickets available at the door. I mean, like you said, Castleton is an extremely large place, and it can hold a lot of people. So.
Yeah, right off exit 3. I mean, it's so easy to find. But I'm thinking if somebody's just moving to this area and perhaps not familiar with the lay of the land as far as culinary opportunities, this would be a good time to come in and basically just graze for a couple of hours.
Perfect.
At the same time helping the Kyle B. Ross Memorial Scholarship Fund, each year providing $1,000 of post-secondary education scholarship money to a graduate of a high school in the Chambers area. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anything to add, Eddie, before we say goodbye?
No, I think that's it. It's going to be a great time. Hopefully people can come out, make some time to join us, and I want to thank you guys for having me on.
It's our pleasure. And by the way, your salsa is the best.
Thank you very much.
And when can I get the recipe for it?
No cost you.
Of course. All right. Eddie Leon, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's Taste of the Town, Derry, Londonderry, Castleton, tomorrow evening between 6 and 8. Right there on Route 111, which is exit 3 off of 93, either north or south. And they're actually reconfiguring Route 111 in that area. They're kind of bumping part of 111 north. So what's going to happen is 111, as you know it now, that goes right past Castleton and underneath to the other side of Wyndham, is going to be actually become a dead end.
Really?
Once they get the other part open. I mean, you won't have to worry about that. So I guess that doesn't really affect Castleton adversely. Because, you know, they don't count on traffic count. It's right. All reserved functions and stuff. So I would think probably a little bit better for them.
Right. You know, it's funny. We're talking about Route 111 and Wyndham and, you know, and the Castleton. Because this morning I was, you know, reading the paper. And our gourmet visited a restaurant that I didn't even know was there. And you live in Wyndham.
Yes.
So,
I've been there for 2 years, so I haven't gotten to every place yet.
The Lobster Tail?
Oh, yeah. Love the Lobster Tail.
Yeah, this sounds really good.
It really is. It's not too beachy, but it's also not, you know, fancy or pretentious.
So casual.
It's casual. And I tell you what, the prices are good, and we probably get there once a month. And, I would highlight, how did the, was it?
They did well.
They
graded
pretty well?
The gourmet and the union leader, sometimes their scores, you know, they scored a 79 out of 100, which is
okay.
Which is really kind of good for the gourmet because he's pretty sticky. He's pretty.
Sure. As he should be, or
as
she.
As he should be,
We don't even know who it is, obviously.
No, no one knows
because they would need Secret Service protection if that were the case.
I think that they would.
Yeah, Lobster Tail's good.
Yeah, reading the article, it sounds fabulous. I mean, their seafood platter's $24.99. They said it was so huge they took it home.
I think you and Daryl need to come down, Barbie and I, and we'll do a little foursome
we need to
at the Lobster
that,
Tail.
I would like like to check that out. Maybe they'll be there tomorrow night, too. I'm not sure.
I think they are. I'm pretty sure that they are. So very cool. Hey, we have Steve Sciarippa standing by on the other side of the break.
Okay, so we're going to go on a short break. Listening to 107.7, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. It's Food for Thought with Carolyn Mike. It's 1244, 107.7 The Pulse, WTPL. And we're very happy to have on air with us for the next few moments from the television series The Sopranos on HBO for many, many years. He played Bobby Bacala for a while, was Tony Soprano's brother-in-law when he married his Tony's sister Janice. Anyway, he's here to talk about Uncle Steve's Italian Specialties, a tasty selection of all kinds of things, sauces, some really, really good sauces, a glaze, also pastas. Then he has tchotchke stuff like spoons and oven mitts and all that good stuff. Steve Sciarippa is joining us right now. All right, so Steve, I know that you're, I believe, from Brooklyn, a New Yorker guy anyway. New York has a little Italy. You must have been to Boston's North End. Do you have a favorite restaurant here?
Strega. My friend Nikki owns Strega in the North End. I was just there not that long ago. I also, let me tell you something, Rhode Island is the best meatballs I ever tasted. In Wesley, Rhode Island, Longo's Meatballs and Martinis. You ever go there?
No, I have not been there, but I hear Federal Hill is the area for great Italian food in Providence.
Yeah,
is that...
but Wesley's even better.
Oh, really?
Great restaurant up there. No lie. Really good. I like New York's Little Italy. It's shrunk to about 3 blocks.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's basically Chinatown. And for the first time ever on Mulberry Street, there's a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So things aren't that good here. The one up in North End, I'll be honest, is much more vibrant and much nicer. This has shrunk down to nothing. And I don't know why. I used to live there. I used to live in Little Italy for a couple of years, and I liked it. There's maybe a handful of restaurants that are worth anything, and kind of went a different way, you know?
All right, so you're kind of finding your own way in this niche, I guess. Uncle Steve's Italian Specialties, the sauces are more than organic. In fact, dare I say, possibly healthier than your mom made it? Can I get whacked for suggesting that?
my mother passed away a few years ago. A friend of mine came to me and said, let's do something to honor your mother. My mother was a good cook. So we made her sauces healthier. We have 3 different kinds. It's tomato basil marinara and arrabbiata. And it's all organic. It's gluten-free, non-GMO, kosher. We covered all the bases. And it's, I have sauce coming to you. You should have it in a day or two. And I got to tell you something. You will not believe how good it is. My wife, who's a great cook, she runs marathon. She's healthy, you know. She hasn't made sauce in 6 months. I mean, it's that good. And Italians, myself included, don't eat jar sauce. This is really good. I mean, all the ingredients are on the label. What you see is what you get. You know, a lot of these sauces have, tomato paste and cornstarch and sugar. You know, what you see is what you get. We've been in business about a year. It took us a while. We threw away $40,000 worth of sauce or gave it away, you know, because we didn't get to get it right. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, we've been in business about a year with over 2,000 stores.
Good for you, Steve. This is Carol with the Carol and Mike. And how hands-on was your input for these sauces?
Very much so. I mean, I'm a partner. I'm not just my name, you know. Very much involved the whole way. We've been out on the road doing press and doing demos. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
All right. So, Steve, is it sauce or, as another Sopranos character, Paulie, called it, gravy?
I call it sauce. To me, gravy is Sunday where you put the meatballs and the sausage and the ribs. That's gravy, you know. To me, this is sauce. We never called it gravy in my house. And, you know, I'll still stick with that. But they'll be arguing about that for 100 years, man, you know.
Sure.
Steve, let's be honest. Good Italian cooking shouldn't be complicated. your sauces help with that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's on the label, I mean, there's a handful of ingredients. What it is what it is. You know, we have Italian tomatoes, San Marzano, organic onions, organic salt. You know, it's just, it's on the front of the label. My picture's not on the label. It's not a novelty. You know, it's as simple as can be, and it's really good. And if you didn't see the jar, there's not a chance you would know that it's a jar sauce. I'm not kidding. It's that good.
So, of course, America learned about you, knew about you, and fell in love with you as Bobby on The Sopranos. And I'm not sure if it's true or not, but did David Chase make you wear a fat suit your first couple seasons?
My first 2 years, I wore a fat suit on the show, and then I guess I got fat enough on my own, and he let me take it off.
Did the script call for your character to basically be, quote, a calzone with legs?
Well, you know what happened was, to be honest, when I first got the script, you know, I auditioned for the show, blah, blah. When I first got the script, I saw all these fat references, you know? And then I met Jim Gandolfini, and I said, well, he's not that much fatter than me. I'm not that much fatter than he is. So I didn't understand the jokes, you know? I said, well, maybe they cast the wrong guy. They made a mistake, you know? That's what I'm saying to myself. And then a couple of days, you know, before I start shooting, they say, you know, you're going to wear a fat suit. So I was noticeably bigger than Jim, you know, and did that for a couple of years. And then one day he just said, you know what, you don't need that anymore. So, you know, that was okay. It didn't matter to me, you know.
How long did it take you to stage that epic fist fight you had with Tony at the Lake House?
You know, we did that. And I tell you about that, you know, we shot the Lake House, upstate New York, you know, and it was in July, and we were up there for 2 weeks, the four of us, you know, the four actors, you know, myself, Edie Falco, Jim, and Aida Totoro. And then we went to do the fight scene, and Jim's knees were bad. He had gotten operated on. So we shot that the following January on a stage. They rebuilt that entire cabin at a cost of $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was eerie, because when I stepped in there, it was like I was back upstate. It was really, really strange, man, you know, really strange. And we shot it. It took us a day and a half, a full day and a half. And it was a lot of work, but I think it was a great fight, you know. And we had said, you know, we're close friends. And, you know, Jim said, let's try to go as far as we can, you know, without killing each other. And I think it was a great fight, you know. I thought it was very authentic. Two fat, sweaty guys, you know, having a fight. You know, that's a real fight. That's not like a Steven Seagal fight, you know.
That's right. Well, it was one of the more memorable, because I was a huge fan of the show, and I wanted to ask you about that. Share the story of how your fellow actors benefited from Tony's, or I should say James Gandolfini's, season four contract dispute.
So Jim was always a generous guy, you know, and he kind of held out for a while. And then one day we went back to work, and he gave 16 of us $33,333 each. He called each one into his trailer and said, thanks for sticking by me, and gave everyone a check. And, you know, a lot of people have made a lot more money than Jim, you know, and haven't done that. I mean, he's like, he bought 16 people a car, you know. Pretty nice guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Not just for that reason, but that's just one of the many things he did for people, you know.
Wow.
So that was good. And, you know, we're in all the Shores Market out there in New Hampshire, right? That's where you guys are.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we're in all the Shores Markets, and you can go to UncleStevesNY.com or 1-844-NY-SAUCE, and you can order the sauce online. And I'm telling you, you're going to love this sauce.
Well, you know, Steve, I did order online. I went onto your website, and great website, and I was so intrigued. Because I love pasta sauces, and I ordered some. So yeah, I'm excited.
And let me know. You let me know how you like it.
I will.
Don't show anyone the jar. They're going to think you're a great cook.
I won't.
Steve Sciarippa, Uncle Steve's Italian Specialties, tasty selection of sauces, a glaze, artisanal made pastas, and a whole lot more. And, of course, one of the big stars of The Sopranos. Steve, what a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you.
Nice talking to you guys. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the sauce, huh?
Pretty amazing story that he basically gave away $500,000 to 16 cast members to share his good fortune after having some financial discussions with the creators of the HBO show The Sopranos. So, but what amazed me even more than that, although that's very cool, you see, you got to come to Carol and Mike, you know, to get these kinds of behind-the-scenes stories.
That's right.
Is the fact that the fight scene that you asked about, and if you didn't see the show, it was two fat, sweaty guys duking it out, and he said it took, what, a day and a half to do it? Uh-huh. And for a scene that's maybe a minute long, if you Google Tony and Bobby fight scene Sopranos, you'll get to watch it. It's pretty realistic. But the fact that they actually reconstructed the cabin at a cost of $250,000.
Crazy.
Now think about it. That's a house in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Just for a fight, for a day and a half for a fight, and then they probably just took
it apart.
For a minute. Yeah, for a minute of TV time.
Well, it's kind of like the Adam Sandler movie that we were just in, and you know, they redid the whole, you know, toy store up in, oh gosh, what is that town it was just in?
You know, I don't know. I didn't see that
up
movie.
On the coast, but anyway, they
was it Marblehead or something?
Yes, Marblehead.
Okay.
Marblehead. Phew. Yeah, it was right on the tip of my tongue. You should have said they hired my sign company to take the sign off of Milford Red Arrow Diner.
Oh, they did.
And ship it to Marlboro. Had somebody, you know, put it up, made mm-hmm. a temporary sign for my Milford Diner. All that. I mean, constructed that when you walked in. I mean, it was unbelievable how it looked like the Red Arrow.
Is that
crazy.
Right?
And you barely see us. It's a blink of an eye.
Well, but still, it didn't cost you anything.
No. And we are in the movies, so that's cool.
So the question is, when are you opening up a Red Arrow in Marblehead?
No.
That would ever get passed.
No. Actually, it was a toy store. And
yeah.
The toy store was funny because when you walked in, because they didn't do any scenes inside. They were just, it was from the outside.
Right.
And they wanted it to really look like it. So, I mean, it was diner tables with all of our stuff at each mm-hmm. table setting against the walls. And the whole toy store was kind of pushed back.
Is that right?
They moved it back. So when we got to go in because, you know, we were on the set. And it was really cool to see. Like,
did you get to be an extra at all? Or we...
My son did, and my
did he,
assistant
Tyler?
Amanda
yeah.
did, yes.
Oh, fun.
And Tyler was in it a couple of times.
Did you actually spot them?
A blink of an eye.
Well, it's a start, right?
Me.
Yeah, that's one more
trust
movie than
me.
I've been in, so.
Yes. Yeah, Tyler's been in a couple of them, but yeah.
Well, the Sopranos, of course, ended a couple of years ago. James Gandolfini tragically had a heart attack while visiting Italy. He was Tony Soprano. Couple of years ago, so that pretty much ended any discussion of ever having a Sopranos movie, even though creator David Chase always said that would never happen. You know, you can wear people down and get these things done with enough money.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. It's the end of the first hour. When we come back, we'll be talking with Donna down in Delaware. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.